Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutteridge moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Keltner steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Dean covering, for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is called out on strikes. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Auker. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Heath scores. Fleming moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Auker reaches third base with a triple. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Grimes steals second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to third. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to first and picks off Weatherly. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for George McQuinn. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Stevens moves to third. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. McQuillan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Don Hefner pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Tom Farrick now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing first base. George Caster now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-4 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Jean Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 3 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 4 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.